A bomb has exploded aboard a bus in the Israeli coastal city of Haifa. First reports say as many as 8 people may be dead and dozens wounded. Witnesses say the explosion ripped off the roof of the bus, then the vehicle was engulfed in flames. This is the first such incident within Israel since January. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What more do you know, Linda?
Well, police say they believe that a suicide bomber was responsible for the attack. They said it was an especially large bomb and that the bus was almost completely destroyed. The bus was on its way to the university in Haifa, and eyewitnesses say that there was a very loud explosion, and then the bus almost completely disintegrated, and the police say that there are many dead and injured in this attack.
The last attack was exactly 2 months ago. I suppose whenever there's a lull of any duration, you wonder if perhaps they're over and get your hopes up, perhaps.
Well, there was that kind of a feeling especially in the last few weeks. There was a certain feeling, at least, of relaxation. Israeli officials continue to say that they had warnings of terror attacks, and many Palestinians have been arrested by Israeli troops in the West Bank and Gaza. Troops have gone into Palestinian cities and arrested people who they say were planning attacks. But there was a sense, Israeli officials had said repeatedly, that they believe that the worst wave of attacks was behind them. In fact, the director of military intelligence yesterday told the cabinet that any American campaign against Iraq would have a moderating effect on the Palestinian organizations, because the organizations are fearing some sort of large-scale Israeli reaction if there are anything. So there was a sense, at least among many people on the street, had begun taking buses again, sitting in cafes, things like that. So there was a certain amount of relaxation until today.
And as you mentioned, the attack follows a series of deadly Israeli incursions into Gaza.
That's right. In the last 2 weeks, about 36 Palestinians have been killed, most of them in Gaza, some in the West Bank as well. It came after Israeli officials said that they basically declared war on the Islamist Hamas movement. Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said that Israel would continue to hit the infrastructure of Hamas. In fact, the British government today protested to Israel about the large number of civilians killed. I was in Gaza 2 days ago, and there certainly was a feeling of anger and frustration. Israeli incursion in Gaza, 8 people were killed, including a pregnant woman, and the Palestinians that I spoke to and Hamas officials certainly were threatening that there would be revenge attacks. Now, no Palestinian group has yet taken responsibility for today's attack.
Have there been many bombings in Haifa?
There was one attack in Haifa, I believe, over a year ago. But other than that, Haifa has been relatively quiet, perhaps because it's not as close to the seam line between Israel and the West Bank. Haifa is also a place where there's a fairly large Arab population. So Haifa has been one of the quietest areas. It's unlike Tel Aviv, which has really been sort of a focus, and Jerusalem for these attacks.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.